Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to keep me making this series. Any and all donations are helpful. Before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number one, we have a woman complaining that men that aren't an option sexually for women, i.e. incels, are ignoring women, or men ignoring married women. One of her husband's friends ignores her, and she doesn't like it. Unless women are the center of attention, they lose it. She's basically complaining about a man ignoring her, but she probably walks past hundreds of men each day, and to her, they might as well be invisible. Rules for thee, but not for me. Moving on is an intruder that was mauled and ended by two big doggies while trying to break into a home in Georgia. The media always posts the perpetrators like they're young victims that have had their entire lives ahead of them, instead of what they really look like, shown by this picture. My guess is the dogs will be euthanized after they are indicted for hate crimes charges. I'm betting this story will be an excuse used to ban pit bulls entirely in Georgia. Number three, the next time you see a hot piece of sass, just imagine how many times guys have pinned her like this post on Google Maps. But the way that women are these days, these look like rookie numbers. Well, at least there isn't a tag attached to show that she queefed out a cooch critter. Then the odds would be pretty good that she's a single mother. Up next is a woman or man that identifies as one crying because they want the government to forgive their debt for getting a master's degree in the history of tampons. She wants a free education off the backs of men's taxes and labor. I'm all for it if Biden and AOC pay for it out of their own pockets. Many women and simps go to college to avoid responsibility right now by taking on debts that they have to pay later. And of course, to ride the rooster roller coaster. Number five, you know the dating market has gone bad when guys would rather crawl on hands and knees for 21 miles to meet virtual girlfriends instead of a quarter mile to meet a real-life one. Maybe it's also because viruses on your computer are only temporary, but viruses on your penis are forever. Also, at least the virtual girls pretend to care. It's just too bad that every virtual girl out there just feels like your hand. Moving on, we have a woman named Rosa, saying that it's men's responsibility to educate other men on how not to be toxic. I guess in that case, it would be women's responsibility to teach other women not to nag at men, gaslight us, and generally display the signs of toxic femininity. For me, other men's behavior is not a problem. Who do you think we are? The Patriarchy Club. Also, women hate good men, so why tell us to tell other men to be good? Number seven, we have a Native woman saying that the birth of one nation, America, came at the expense of many Native nations. But only 3 months before, she was saying that she loves to fantasize about a group of white males coming into her village and raping her in front of the tribe elders, using her tight red box for their own enjoyment, while everyone watched the cream flow. This is just women's biology, and this one is definitely two-spirited. Up next is just Pearly Things saying that less than 1% of women are 6 feet tall, less than 2% of women have red hair, and less than 2% have green eyes, and some bitter woman says, imagine if you were pretty too. That's just female jealousy on display, because women are the true misogynists. Jabrielle, the woman in question, needs to understand that men aren't usually attracted to the most attractive women, because they are usually way too high maintenance. Besides, if Pearl really wanted to, she could have paid for plastic surgery and became prettier than Jabrielle. Number nine is a woman telling a man that she's interested in that during quarantine, she did extra things to make money, and not to judge her. He then said they aren't going out to dinner anymore. And then she responds by saying, why? Because I have an OnlyFans. He says no, because he's not spending $200 for a dinner when he can see her without her clothes on for $6.99 right now. I love how these chicks are cheaper than Disney Plus plans these days, and probably more fapping fun than woke star whores. Number 10, women are increasingly sharing the truth about female nature, and red-pilling men for attention and money these days. This one says that men can love a woman with no money, house, or car. But women can't do that. A woman's love is conditional. Well, she's only taking men halfway across the river, though. Sure, women can love, but they can't love a man the way they might love their children. Also, many women can't even love their kids, only themselves. Moving on is a woman that says she got played by a guy that Dutch ovened her 2 weeks after meeting. but she played herself because she's admitting to sleeping with him and less than 2 weeks after getting together with him. The translation is, she put out right away. Just remember, guys, that nose ring screams out, just respect me. I bet you anything he was a Chad and she still misses the cinch. Number 12 is my favorite of the week. A woman gives a Hummer to an armed robber until the police arrive. You know what they say about criminals making women turned on. She probably didn't care if the cops came to take him away. What she really wanted to do was be taken away by him because she probably found him attractive. But let's take her word on it that she's just keeping him busy till the cops come. That would mean that not all heroes wear capes. I now suggest that women in hostage situations try doing the same. Up next is Sophie Turner, and she was trapped in her marriage at 27, and now wants to relive her youth. Her husband filed for divorce a few days after she was seen downing shots and cocktails. Even with a lower body count than most, and getting together with her ex-husband at the age of 20, the carousel riding instinct is super strong with her. Now tell me how much women really care about their children after hearing this sort of story. Number 14 is a woman saying that men seeking out women with lower body counts is rooted in pedophilia. That wanting women that are close to being as virginal as possible stems from wanting childlike qualities from adults. Actually, it stems from wanting a woman that's more likely to bond with you so that she's less likely to cheat on you with Chad or Ray Ray. If the woman saying this was here, I would ask her if she likes new cars more than used ones and enjoy seeing the look on her face. Moving on, we have a Caucasian male from the iFunny meme, saying that he only dates black girls because he hates meeting their fathers. I'm a photographer and filmed a Jamaican wedding last month, and most of the black fathers were there. It's an African-American phenomenon more than anything else. Looks like this girl got rid of Tyrone and got herself a Tyler. Number 16, next time you think about dating a single mother, remember, her time is really valuable. You're taking it away from her children, so make it worth it. But trying to shame men that are just there to smash single mothers won't really work, because those are usually the high-quality males that they can't attract in the first place. Remember, guys, just do a booty call with a single mother and leave immediately after, because her time is valuable and you don't want to keep her kids waiting. Up next, we have another woman shaming men that don't date OnlyFans models. She says that they would never announce they're dating a girl on that site. She calls them weak sauce control freaks. Women are about to find out that shaming language and tactics won't work on us anymore, especially as they overuse them. Hey ladies, how come you won't date a guy that shows his schwing schwang to every woman he sees for her money on the internet? What's wrong with you? Number 18, I don't know if this guy is coming out of the closet or making a really great joke, saying that after 16 years of marriage, his wife is upset at him, that he slurped 100 schwing schwangs. After he told his wife, he's wondering if she's just overreacting. But seriously, ask yourself this question, guys. If a woman was with 100 plus guys, was that practice for when she met you, or is she withholding what she did in the past with you? Regardless, the guy saying this sounds more gay than the man your mama calls Obama. Moving on is a woman that dumped her cheating boyfriend and then made her lonely friend's account free. Apparently that's how you deal with the cheating boyfriend these days. The guy probably moved on to another girl while she was losing money, thinking she's punishing him for some reason. At first, this makes absolutely no sense, so I tend to believe it. Actually, it does make sense when it comes to getting attention, and she's probably going to give away her online services for a few months hoping that guys get hooked, before making them pay again, and this article is just free promotion. It's all about baiting and switching the snatch. Number 20 looks like Al Pacino's girlfriend split from him 3 months after having their kid together, and now she's filing for full custody to pave the way for child support. Now, he's just a pay piggy and we all knew this would happen, except perhaps him. My guess is she'll be awarded $300,000 a month per child support. To me, this just looks like Tony Montana can't stop playing with his little friend, if you know what I mean. Moving on, is this man a hero or a villain? He used a pedo registry to track down and beat offenders with a hammer. Maybe get this man a costume and a lair and a better hammer, perhaps. He kind of looks like a young Rorschach with a ponytail. The pedos were already being punished by the law. I wonder what made him want to punish them even more. Number 22 is a bit creepy with Ethan Hawke directing his daughter Maya in a bedroom scene for a film. Maybe they did a lot of rehearsing at home. I don't know. I always thought that Hollywood changed its name to Pedowood. I guess maybe I was wrong and it should now be known as Incestwood. After all, she's 18 in this. Number 23, we have a white dude saying that black women are loud and aggressive. Black women are the only group of women that you can't criticize on YouTube, especially the swirling sisterhood, or they'll come after you. Looks like these women need Jesus to help calm them down. but apparently darker women also have much higher testosterone levels, which makes them more aggressive. That's a scientific fact. Up next is Danny Masterson being sentenced to 30 years in prison with no physical evidence. Looks like even Scientology couldn't save this guy. In fact, it was his two ex-Scientology's girlfriends that said he raped them. The claims are from 20 plus years ago with zero physical evidence. No man is safe from a false allegation anymore. Looks like he'll be out in time for that 2070s show. Number 5 and the last one is a woman that created Daddy Sticker Chart. When he does enough chores and earns enough stickers, he gets a PJ. Just look at how excited she is to do it. She's training him like a toddler to do all the behaviors that she wants and reinforcing them. Things like putting the toilet seat down. If he does her chores for her, she'll do her wifely duties. Give me a break. Also notice that she has him in a pink shirt. But don't worry, buddy. When you get 9 BJs, you'll get the 10th one for free. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a smash and like for the algorithm, and so that new viewers can find it. Also, if you enjoy this series and you want me to see me expand this to more than 2 days a week, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below, and I'll occasionally make a third video like this each week. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.